Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem. We have three beautiful subjects to discuss today. First, we're going to do Davar Yafeh Be'itai, which is one of my favorite times of the week, connecting the parsha to the Zman of the year. Last night, I had a simcha in the city, and Baruch Hashem, in the car, we had special Siyata Shmaya to connect Parshas Tzav to the Zman Hashanah. Before we begin, a few public service announcements. The Sefer on Lag BaOmer is 95% written, 50% edited, 33% fully submitted. So we're really trying to finish up over the next, before Pesach, but not just before Pesach, maybe even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'siyata D'shmaya. So anybody would like to be Mishtatef, that's available. The Sefer on Chinuch Habanim has been fully submitted to the editor. So that also, Bez Hashem, is well in the queue, if anybody would like to be Mishtatef. We're going to go to the Maror HaMikoymos. For listeners out there, if you want to receive the Maror HaMikoymos to your inbox, please go to our site, rabbidg.com, and just subscribe, and you will get the Maror HaMikoymos twice a week. Davar Yafeh Be'itai. Here we go. What is the connection between Parshas Tzav and the Zman Hashanah? So it's interesting. Almost always Tzav is Shabbos Haggadah. You remember that? Tzav is almost always Shabbos Haggadah. This year it's not Shabbos Haggadah because it's an Ibur Yahr. But generally, it's Shabbos Haggadah. And my friend, Rabbi Yisrael Eliezer Levy, sent me that if you look in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Siman Tav Chaf Tes Sif Dalet. Tav Chaf Tes Sif Dalet. Really, it's a great find. The Shulchan Aruch says, Siman, that Parshas Tzav is almost always Parshas Tzav is almost always Shabbos Haggadah. And the reason for that, the Be'er Halacha says, is because it speaks about Hagalas Kelim. So here we have a very beautiful source that not only is there a connection between the Parsha, but sort of the Shulchan Aruch itself legislates that there needs to be a that there is a connection to the Parsha. So that's a great find. To not only is the Parsha connected to the Zman Hashanah, but it's even sort of ordained from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Now, here's something very interesting. Parshas Tzav speaks about the Karban Toida. It should say it's a mistake. Parshas Tzav speaks about the Karban Toida. It says, Im al Toida yakrivena, vehikriv al zavach hatoida, chalois matzois, belulois bashemen, or rakike matzois, meshuchim bashemen. It's interesting that Parshas Tzav talks about Karban, the Karban Toida. You know why that's important? Because that's very connected to the Karban Pesach. Again, Tzav is almost always leaned in the week before Pesach, and the whole inyan of the Karban Pesach is a Karban Pesach, is a Karban Toida. If you look in the drashos of the Chasam Sofer, he brings from the Abarbanel that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Tamid, and therefore it's how relevant it is, how appropriate it is, that the inyan of a Karban Tamid is discussed in the Parsha before Pesach, because that is what a Karban Pesach is. And even the matzah that we eat on Pesach is very much connected to the Lach Mei Toida, the bread brought with the Karban Toida. The Rosh in Arvei Psachim brings, and it's brought in the Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Ayin Hei, that the minhag in Ashkenaz and in Tzarfas, in Germany and France, is to take one Yisaroin, is to take one Yisaroin, And out of that isaron to make the three matzos. Why? Because the lachmei toida came from one isaron. And we're going to see what this means. Because usually if somebody comes out of jail, they bring a lachmei toida. Now, the lachmei toida, you had three types of matzos, chalois matzos, rekikin, or revucha. And each, that's a total of 30. The 30 were made out of 10 isaroin, and three were made out of one isaroin. Because the 10, you had 10, 10, and 10, chalois, rekikin, or revucha. Each 10 was 3 and a 30 isaroin. So each group of three was isaroin echad. So the way we're supposed to make our matzah is to parallel the lachmei toida. So it's amazing. We make our matzah to parallel the lachmei toida. By the way, the Beis Yosef explains what's the connection between the lachmei toida and matzos. He says because when someone who comes out of jail, he brings lachmei toida, and on Pesach, Klal Yisrael were released from prison of Mitzrayim. And the Mordechai also says that. So it comes out that the whole inyan of it comes out that the inyan of Karban Pesach, which is a Karban Toida, as well as according to the Abarbanel, and the inyan of Matzah, which is also like the Lachmei Toida. So these are halachas that are discussed in Parshas Tzav. Now, the biggest subject discussed in the Parsha is the subject of the Karbanos Miluim, the Par, the Ayel Ho'echad, the Ayel Hasheni. Now, we cited before from the Chasam Sofer, who brings the Abarbanel, that a Karban Pesach is a Karban Toida. And the Abarbanel explains that if the Karban Pesach is a Karban Toida, this is the question of the Manish Tana, that typically a Karban Toida has chametz u'matzah. It has matzah bread and also chametz bread. So the question is, Manish Tana halayla zeh mikol halelos. Shebachol halelos, when we bring a Karban Toida, oichlim chametz u'matzah. The Karban Toida usually has chametz and matzah. Halayla hazeh, but this night, matzah. Only matzah, meaning this tamid, this toida, this carbon toida of the Karban Pesach only has matzos. So the question of the Manish Tana is, if in fact the Karban Pesach is a Karban toida, why do we only bring matzah and not chametz u'matzah? And the Chasam Sofer says that this is such a good question that we don't have a good answer. You hear? The Chasam Sofer says, well, that's a good question. So what's the answer? And the Chasam Sofer says that in fact, the Karban Pesach is not exactly a Karban Toida, but rather it's a Karban Shalmei Miluim. It's a Karban Miluim. Because Hashem is inaugurating us and initiating us from Zaros, from being a foreigner, from Tiov, from abomination, El HaKadusha, to holiness. So in other words, the Karban Tamid, excuse me, the Karban Toida is a Karban Miluim, the Chasam Sofer says. And when it comes to the Karban Miluim, it's a open Mishnah that they only brought matzah and not chametz. So think about it. The Abarbanel learns the Karban Pesach was the Karban Toida, and the inyan of Karban Toida is in Parshas Tzav. The Chasam Sofer learns the Karban Pesach is a Karban Miluim. Karban Miluim is the main subject of Parshas Tzav. Isn't that Oyem V'Noira? Isn't that amazing? The main subject of Parshas Tzav is the Miluim, and that's what a Karban Pesach is. Raise your hand if you think that's amazing. It's unanimous. It's unanimous. Wow. Everybody, so for everybody who's not on the screen, raise their hand. It's amazing. Every single person. So it comes out that the main subject of Parshas Tzav is very relevant. There we go. The main subject of Parshas Tzav is the essence and the main theme of the Karban Pesach, be it a Karban Miluim and be it a Karban Toida. The Rosh says explicitly it's a Karban Toida. And in our humble Sefer, on Magen Rakiya on Pesach, we bring at length the inyan that the Karban. We bring in the inyan that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Miluim because it's initiating Klal Yisrael into Avodas Hashem, because Pesach was the Leida, the birth of the Jewish people. So, okay, that's the first offering. We have a Davar Yafa. Actually, the first thing I told you then in the Shulchan Aruch,